You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast number 257. Gallifrey won the convention last weekend in Los Angeles. It was a fantastic experience, but a bit of a roller coaster for me. I went from feeling like a rock star being allowed to share the stage with Radio Free Scaro during the live show Friday at noon, and then I went to prove that I am not a rock star, first literally so at karaoke, and then by getting sick and flaking out the last night of the con. Podcaster social fail? That never happens, right? But Galley lived up to its nature, the one I promised in my Radio Free Scaro Live segment, which you can also find on YouTube. Look for username numeral 2-Minute Time Lord and you'll find it. And that nature is the strength of Doctor Who, the reason it endures. It's variety. Its format is infinitely flexible, our little show, and Gallifrey 1 is mostly chock full of fans who appreciate its different formats, or at least tolerate those who disagree. But the strength of the show, and the reason it's been around for almost 50 years, can also be its weakness. When Doctor Who has thrived, it's because it's been in sync with the times. When Doctor Who has waned, it's been because it's fallen out of fashion. The downside of being able to do anything with the concept is that you just might. Like, say, having your doctor fall in love with a shop girl. Or, say, having your doctor fall in love with a time-traveling bad girl archaeologist. Or, say, proclaim your doctor to be half-human. Or, say, have your doctor strangle his companion. Or, say, strand your doctor on Earth, rendering the TARDIS a useless prop. There's no consensus on the value of those ideas. Some of them worked with the larger public and fans, some were rejected. The beauty of going to Gallifrey 1 is that crowded hotel is saturated with buy-in, a consensus that the whole thing's just wonderful, even the few parts we don't like. It's not always that way on the forums, and it's not always that way with the public. One day, Doctor Who will go away for a rest before being revived. In a weird way, that it did so before is the reason it's continuing. Death followed by regeneration. And that's 2MTL 257. Coming soon to a 2-Minute Time Lord podcast near you, a great panel that I'm beginning to assemble, the Moffat evaluation over the last 2 years. In the meantime, find past episodes at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord and facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Oh, and if you go to 2minutetimelord.com, check out the link at the top for throwback reviews and catch up on your season 1 episodes, because the next episode, Boomtown.